Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The Lansing State Journal has already let down readers twice this week. Once again, it is my job to correct the disinformation and show the ugly results where people are not told the truth. The front page headline on Monday's issue reads, quote, "Snyder grapples with shortfalls," unquote. Paul Egan, the author of this news report, is someone I have met and generally hold in high regard. He didn't write the misleading headline, but I do hold him accountable for making the wrong point in his story. If you read this article, you would think that the state of Michigan's budget deficit is a result of falling revenues in the current and next fiscal year. Nowhere in this article does it reveal that the state of Michigan is actually collecting higher revenues than in past years. Nor does the article inform readers that the reason for the anticipated deficit is that Michigan government officials are going on a massive spending spree. An accurate headline would have read, quote, "Snyder grapples with overspending," unquote. Then, in the article, Mr. Egan should have revealed the boost in state revenues, which are not keeping up with even higher increases in state spending. Further, he should have then described so-called government spending cuts more accurately as reductions of spending increases. When reported accurately, the story has a whole different meaning than the headline or the text of Monday's article. Now here's an example of what happens all too often when the public is deceived and misinformed by the media. In yesterday's State Journal is a letter to the editor where the writer's thesis is based on more than 15 cited points. Unfortunately, every single one of the financial statistics and much of the other so-called facts are either false or deceptive. Several deceptions I exposed in my commentary a week ago that you can find online at the station's archives for this program. The bad news is that since the author's fact base was almost completely inaccurate, his thesis was unsupported. It doesn't matter that the alleged facts he quoted were reported by the government and most media. When Americans are misinformed about what is really going on, how can they be expected to reach accurate conclusions and make good decisions? That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.